Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I want to open today by congratulating President H.W. Bush, who celebrated his 90th birthday by parachuting from a helicopter 6,000 feet in the air. President Bush has celebrated his birthdays by jumping out of an airplane on his 75th, 80th, 85th, and now 90th birthday. His first jump years ago was unplanned. His plane was shot down in World War II over the Pacific. I've jumped out of airplanes 27 times, but I don't do that anymore. I've run with President Bush, ran a 10K with him, played golf with him. He and I held a big ag leadership event on my farm. He drove my combine. I know George Bush, an outstanding president and an all-around great guy. Turn the page. We have a new number two leader in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy from California, not just California, but from the Central Valley of California. Great farm country. He's not on the House Ag Committee, but his district is big in fruits and vegetables. Tom Nassif, president of the Western Growers Association, says Kevin McCarthy knows agriculture and can be counted on. You've heard about Eric Cantor losing his primary. Well, now we have Kevin McCarthy stepping into his shoes as House Majority Leader. He'll be a positive voice for American agriculture. And finally, I think we all are aware that there is a campaign demonizing GMO crops. The state of Vermont last month passed a law to require labeling of foods that contain GMOs. I'm happy to report that we're fighting back. The Grocery Manufacturers Association, three other associations, have filed a lawsuit challenging the Vermont law. They argue it is unconstitutional to require companies to convey an opinion with which they disagree, namely that consumers should assign significance to the fact that a product contains an ingredient derived from a GM plant. We all know the critics of GE Foods will do anything to suggest to the public that there may be something bad about GE Foods. And all the while, science says otherwise. Can you just imagine the patchwork requirements if every state has its own labeling laws? It's time for us to stand up for new technology, sound science, and a bountiful future. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.